Greetings, this is James Gellin with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're also simulcasting on ESETI Stargate on the YouTube channel, where you can actually interact with the guests and other wonderful people, past guests as well. Lot going on today, and I think we're going to cover a lot of that. I was going to do some news, but I think this whole show is going to be the news covering with the crazies that's going on. But we've got Alara on our show again. She's a frequent guest now, it looks like, and she started the initial phase of her journey in the entertainment industry, then transitioned into investigative work after spending the better part of a decade in academia. After a series of paranormal metaphysical events abruptly following a rather dramatic dark night of the soul, she was awakened from her slumber and forced to seek universal truths, which through synchronicity led her to various people and information sources, which ultimately clarified and solidified her mission. Alara is an experiencer of both ET and SSP phenomenon, and now a passionate advocate of full disclosure as founder of One Foot in 5D. So with any further ado, we want to welcome Alara to the show. Alara, are you with us?
Hi, James. It's great to be here.
All right. Crazy tech things going on here. We have a ghost in the machine, looks like, but looks like we're up and running. So I know you've got a bunch of new adventures that you're going on. Tell us about what you have, a Space Force channel or something of that nature and a few other things.
Well, I have my channel, which is 1 Foot in 5D. But I had to start another YouTube channel for Pink Patriot Hour because it's kind of like a Q and you know, it's kind of a Q focused Patriot sort of show, female show, right? So I knew that it was going to cause problems for 1 Foot in 5D if it would ever, you know. So I moved it to its own channel recently. So that's on every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And that's been a lot of fun to do. We did a great show last night with the mother of the Dragon's Den, and these are like online pedo hunters, and they're doing some pretty important work because a lot of people couldn't be able to do what they do, and so they kind of helped educate the public a little bit on that stuff. It was a really good show. And then this Sunday I have a new live show starting on 1 Foot in 5D, which is going to be like Space Force and defense news, you know, advanced technology, science, that kind of thing. And we'll probably eventually even dive into some UFO videos and that kind of thing too. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we have quite a few for you. We just filmed some amazing stuff. We have one ship that came in and dropped something out of it, like a massive, looked like a giant photon bomb or something like that, came out, went right down into the mountain. We got it on film. And, when I was here outside with Corey Good, we had another one shoot, looked like a big plasma ball out of the ship. And, you know, it went towards another ship. So we got that on film as well. So there's some pretty crazy stuff, not to mention the whole mountain lighting up and you know, like it was strobing the entire mountain. It, not just Mount Adams, but the whole ridge all the way across was strobing with this light. And we've got that on film. But something's up, something big is going down. That's what I'm seeing from everything that I'm seeing here at the ranch. Everything is escalating, and that means everything else is escalating on the planet as well.
Yeah, there was some interesting stuff going on there. I was just there for ESETI, and you know, as you know, and wow, that's all I can say. I so much happening there, so much going on. It's just, it's unreal.
Yeah, we just had a mother and a baby Bigfoot show up, and quite a few guests saw her, and we got footprints. You know, we took in the dust, we took photographs of the footprints, and little baby footprint is kind of cute, you know, little baby Bigfoot.
That's cool. But I wish I would have had some Bigfoot experiences when I was there. I mean, it was all spaceships, but that would have been nice, but it didn't happen for me this time. So
yeah, Ben and Rob stayed, and then they went off on a little Bigfoot expedition with John Vivanco, the remote viewer, and they had some pretty crazy experiences. We told them where to go, and there's an area there where there are a lot of Bigfoot, but they're different than the ones that come to the ranch. The ones that come to the ranch are a lot more user friendly, you know, than the
user friendly.
Yeah, the other ones are saying stay out of our area, but these other ones actually work with you.
They seem very elusive, but some people, it's like they interact with. Tyler had that experience too while he was there. That whatever happened, you know, was
probably yeah.
Tapped on his shoulder. Yeah, and that happened last time he was at eCity. Same thing. He had them come up to his tent. So apparently Tyler can draw in the Bigfoot.
So. Maybe he has a past life as a Bigfoot and just incarnate Earth to bring that awareness. Who knows?
Quite possibly. Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Tyler seems to have a lot of strange experiences. He's one of those people that.
Well, it looked like this giant golden orb just climbed right up his back and almost like hit him in the back of the neck and then kept going. And on film, it was really bizarre. It was like, and he felt it. He felt the energy from it. And he backed up and lost his footing a little bit and turned around in that video. So who knows, you know, what that was.
Oh, actually, come to think of it, I was out doing Fallen Dafa out in the, you know, out yonder, out there in the property. And I actually did see some, they were like orange orbs with a blue glow around the outside. I'd never seen anything like that before. And I kept kind of questioning it in my head and like, am I seeing that? And every time I would question it, another one would appear. This happened like 3 times. Yeah. So it was, so, you know, I don't know enough about Bigfoot to know if that was them, as I know they move in orbs too. So
yeah, that's the interdimensional aspect to them. They just show up as an orange light sphere, like an orange orb. And then they cruise and all of a sudden they just appear, you know, it seems to be that phenomenon comes along with them. I want to talk a little bit about, I mean, I just watched this news thing this morning put on by the Portland PD. And, you know, they were telling these horror stories of what's going on there as in all the other, it seemed to be, you know, democratically run governors, you know, in other states. And it's getting insane. I know you follow Q quite a bit. I was wondering if there's any updates about what's happening with that. Are they just going to let it get so bad the people are going to revolt, or are they going to, I always wonder what their plan is. Have they revealed any of that? Or?
Well, if you ask me, I think that, and Q has alluded to this, that we are the plan, the people waking us up is the plan. I mean, there's a plan, but we're part of it, us waking up and actually standing up. So, you know, there's differing opinions within the Q community about what, you know, different interpretations of drops and what they mean and this and that. But I really get the overwhelming feeling, and I'm pretty sure Kate agrees with me too, that it's, we're supposed to stand up. That's, I mean, a lot of the drops that we're leading up, Q's been silent since July 30th, but a lot of the drops leading up to that were in the spirit of rise up, in the spirit of take a stand. So I don't think that just meant on social media. That means don't let these people take your rights away. Take a stand. You're patriots, take a stand, you know? That's my opinion on it. And as far as, you know, Portland gets a lot of press, but Austin, they just defunded the police in Austin. Austin is a mess. And it's getting really bad there. So
I think they shut down a bunch of units in Portland, and that's what the conference was about. And I don't know, they're well on their way. I know Seattle is well on its way too as well. And they're just becoming, you know, we're going back to Mad Max basically. You know, that's where it's going. But you know, the one thing about going back to Mad Max, the conservatives are better handled to take care of that one because they're very well armed. And
I saw a lib out there with a pistol the other day though on Twitter. It was out there, you know, standing in front of somebody's car with a pistol, one of these Antifa guys.
So, yeah.
I don't know if they're starting to arm up. They didn't used to ever carry guns, but you know, they're carrying those lasers that are very detrimental, and they're using those on the police. I'm sure you've seen that.
Yeah, well, I've seen them use everything from from paint inside of balloons to rocks to bricks to they drop off bricks. And now the huge caches of weapons, I guess, are starting to be distributed. So I think eventually, you know, it's kind of a no-brainer, but the National Guard is probably going to have to step in, and some very major militia guys, you know, are going to have to come in and just say enough's enough.
Some kind of executive order came in today against Media Matters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. I'd have to pull it up, but it was rather significant, having to do with the First Amendment. I'd have to pull it up, but yeah, I could send it to you. But there's stuff happening, you know. It's just not as quick as we would like. But I do think that, you know, we're supposed to resist. We're supposed to rise up. We're not supposed to take this from these people. What mm-hmm. they're doing is just, you know.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. There's a song I love that a friend of mine wrote called Rise Up, you know. And, it's a beautiful song. And I think it's time to bring that out again. A few other Bob Marley songs as well, you know, but what I've seen is a major movement, even within the Black community, some rising stars there just calling it like it is, just saying it like it is. And I think that's great. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to try to get a few of these guys on my show because I love what they're saying. You know, they're not socially engineered. They're not brainwashed. Right. They know what's really going on. And they're just calling it like it is.
So I found it here. SCOTUS has ruled organizations affiliated with the Open Society lose the protection of the First Amendment, can be treated as international threats, as this impacts supporters in the U.S. and abroad. So 36 pages just released by the Supreme Court.
Nice.
Right. Or somebody just posted it. I'm confused because I haven't had a chance to look at it. Yeah, but that's you know, that's a big deal.
Well, I mean, they are going to, if they haven't already, you know, brand them as terrorists, basically domestic terrorists. And then, mm-hmm. and, you know, they just need to cut off the funding, you know.
It's all logged, James. Dude, this is all logged, the satellites and drones, all the stuff they've been doing.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of, I mean, we're seeing already the Border Patrol guys go and nab them, you know, those like the, you know, the special forces divisions of them. A lot of people were confused at first. They didn't know who these guys were that were nabbing them, but that's who I believe some of them are. And they're just nabbing them and arresting them. And of course they're complaining about it, but there's plenty of evidence and documentation. It goes both ways, the spying thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
it goes both ways. So, and they're getting nabbed, these lower level Antifa guys. It's just going to keep going up. And these executive orders have been put in place to get to the top of this, you know, the ring, which we know who's behind it, who's funding it. And
yeah, good old Mr. Soros there.
Yeah.
Die of Soros.
That guy.
Yeah.
The brick fairy. It was amazing when these all started. Did you ever see any tweets or stories about it? Well, of course they wouldn't have stories in the mainstream media, but there was just racks of bricks showing up in all these Democrat controlled cities, racks of bricks just showing up. Left and right, all in front of places, and
and rocks too. They're in wire baskets, and you know, if you're going to do rock work or things like that, and that's they sell them in these wire bins, these wire baskets, and all of a sudden they're just dropping off all these baskets of rocks and pallets of bricks and things like that. So
the Black folks that kind of got sucked into it, you know, with the Black Lives Matter thing and weren't really aware of who was funding all of it. They were starting to notice and starting to call it out and starting to let each other know, hey, there's some group, some organization is leaving stuff us for here to throw. There's obviously something behind this. And it was interesting to see them start figuring that out and telling each other, hey, we're being duped here. We're being manipulated. And
They're being set up.
Yeah. They're being set up.
Well, Mr. Soros, he made it very clear. He said one of his greatest achievements will be the takedown of America. And he said, I'm going to use the Blacks to do it because they're very easily manipulated. So that's in his own words, you know, what he said. So if you want to be manipulated by Mr. Soros and we know his opinion of you, you know, then then go play that game. But you're being duped. You know, you're being set up. Basically,
have you seen the new body cam footage that came out from the Floyd thing?
No.
Yeah, there's new body cam footage that came out that shows him just completely belligerent and highly intoxicated on whatever in his car, talking back and forth with the police before he was even arrested. And it's kind of changing the whole image of how that whole incident went down. So,
yeah, I know it's, they're trying to paint him into a saint and all this stuff and, you know, put him, but you know, when you look at the real history, his history is pretty bad. I mean, putting a gun to a pregnant woman's belly and saying, give me all your money and think, you know, just, you know, throwing a girl out of a woman out of her car. He said, I was cold and I didn't want to walk home. So I carjacked this woman, threw her out, you know. And he goes, so you threw her out. Didn't you think you'd hurt her or something? He goes, no, I threw her on the grass. You know, it was okay because he threw her on the grass. You know, but this guy was no saint. And the coffin they buried him was this short little coffin, which a mannequin would fit in there really good. And he looked surprisingly like a mannequin, you know. And I look at that whole thing. I go, where does legs go? You know, it's like that
Did
whole
you see
thing.
The gurney photos that were caught? Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I go, wait a second, that mannequin looks, you know, that's a mannequin, that's not Floyd, you know, and then the Siemens dummy looks just like Floyd. It goes, and then they burn down, that factory burns down, right. You know, so all the evidence is destroyed there. When you look at this thing, I mean, I'm just looking at it, you know, everybody's going to start screaming conspiracy, and I said, no, I'm just looking at the facts. I'm putting all the facts together here to paint a picture, but it smells like rotten fish to me anyway, but the whole thing, I mean, that is the agenda. The agenda is to take down America, create all the riots, create all the
race wars,
the race wars, the separation, the division. And that's the game, you know, and as long as people are going to believe in these talking heads who feign, they have this fake anger and fake, you know, like, and it's all fake and they have an agenda. And I can't wait to see those guys be rounded up, you know, the fake news guys. I mean, I just do not like liars. I have a real problem with people that lie and then they have this feigned anger or outrage, I guess, feigned outrage. And afterwards, after the show, they probably get up and go, hey, that was a good one. You think they bought it? You know, they probably walk off stage, you know, you know, they probably high five each other and then get a big fat check for it afterwards. But yeah, I think people are starting to see through it.
I love how Kellyanne Conway just handles them, though. She's amazing. Have you really watched her? She's incredible the way she handles them. Wow.
Well, the new, Kayla McNary? What's her name again? The new press conference woman?
Kellyanne Conway?
No. God, I call her daughter of Kalil, basically, but she's like superwoman up there. And she just, oh God, the way she does things, that woman's not from here. She's like some superhero installed to be his new press secretary.
I think we're talking about the same lady, but I think I got the name mixed up.
Yeah. I think it's Kaylig McNair, something like McNary or something. I can't remember. I'm just brain farting, but I mean, I have her image right in front of my face, but God, that when I see her walk up there, she is so succinct and she's just boom. She's got all of her, she opens up that notebook. Like when we know she opens up her notebook, someone's going down, you know, somebody's going down on their fact check, you know, and she just rips them. And I love the way she handles the press. And then when she's done dropping her bombs, she just walks off. Okay, we're done. Have a great evening. And walks off. And they're just going, what just hit us, you know, so.
They had a shooter outside the other day of, I don't know, wherever Trump was giving a speech. I thought he was at the other place in New Jersey, so I was confused by it. But they had a shooter incident outside or whatever. I don't know if you saw that. And they went to go get Trump, and he was like, you could tell they were whispering, you know, shots fired or whatever in his ear and trying to whisk him off stage. And he was like, okay. And he just kind of slowly, like, walked. It was just funny because it's just so Trump. Like, he doesn't even get alarmed. He's like, all right. And just leaves the stage. It's just, he's a never-ending source of humor.
Yeah, that was pretty weird, that whole thing. And what was that? Was that like a Manchurian candidate or something, or just a psychopath or what? You know, we still don't know the whole story on what that was about. But now here's something interesting. I saw the other day, they said it's go, you know, because all the shades went down at the White House. The shades are all green. And
yeah, green.
Yeah, and when the president left, all the staff was out waving goodbye to him. And he said, he goes, you're not going to see me for a while. You know, you're not going to, he goes,
right?
And the way he said that, you can read between the lines, what he's saying is something's going down. You know, that's, I got really a clear message that you're not going to see me for a while. Cause things are going to start going down, really rapidly. And I'm seeing a lot of arrests with this whole pedophile thing is just all unraveling and unfolding. A lot of people getting picked up.
Look at the explosions, James. That's the explosion started right after that. That's when Lebanon happened, and then all the other ones just back to back to back.
I was on Tyler's show, and I said, what, there's been 13 explosions in 11 days? He goes, no. He goes, there's 36. And I go, what? You know, I don't watch the news. He said there's 36 fires and explosions. And I don't know if they're cleaning things up or the deep state is covering their tracks or what's going on with that. Maybe a little of both. But I know one thing, that event in Beirut, that was a missile. You know, you can see the missile and hit. And undeniably, that was a missile. That Russian ship, you know, full of nitrates or whatever, that wouldn't have created a hole that big. You know, it left a massive hole there,
right?
And you know, they have these things called rods from God, you know, or God rods, and they send one of those down, it's going to make a very, very big hole. You know, who knows, but you know, sad that there are a lot of people in that area, but I think that was a massive weapons cache, you know, or something like that, that or something else was being taken out there.
Oh, absolutely. I agree 100%. And then Wuhan, now they've started the California fires again. They've started that up. They need some money, I guess. So yeah, they've started burning California again.
Yeah, they need that federal money because they bankrupt the state. The only way they can stay alive is through federal money, disaster relief. So they've got to have a disaster, you know.
Yep.
Pretty crazy. We had a little fire here. It was kind of interesting. We're doing I was teaching Yigong class, and we just finished doing the fire element, and then also we hear fire, and somebody's screaming, and one of the guys here, his tent, he had a small fire in his tent. It was just his charger.
Yeah.
And the charger caught, it's pretty hot, and his charger caught fire and burned up his computer, but you know, it's an easy fix, you know. But I thought it was funny right after we did the fire element, you know, we have a fire, but
that's what happened to Livin last night on Pink Patriot Hour. We went to start the show, you know, it's a live show. And she's like, there's a fire going on in the wash across from my house. And she was like in a panic about it. And I was like, oh no. So, and here I'm talking about the fires going on everywhere. One starts up right next to her place. And I'm like, what is it with the fires this month? It's like a pervasive theme going on. It's weird.
Yeah, energy weapons. But it's pretty insane, this whole thing. I think it's going to get a little more insane before it mellows out, but you know, they're going to play their hand, they're going to work it out, and I know they're going to get pounced on when they do, so mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time. I tell you what I've noticed is that the higher dimensional beings are so close right now. Mm-hmm. That we did a yoga retreat here, and God, Babaji was just right here. I mean, everybody felt him in the room, and it was really intense. And not only that, the ships are here. I've never seen so many ships in the sky lately. There's whole flotillas of these ships up there, and they're blinking in and out. Some pretty big ones too. We saw them buzzing the space station, one following it. You know, the big ship went right across its bow, and then all of a sudden the link goes down, you know, the live link.
Right.
So I know they have a delay and an off switch on that. People think it's live. It's not live. Yeah, they have a delay and an off switch. And when something big happens, they just shut it off. But there's no way they could have missed that. You know, that was huge. You know, it went right across their bow. But just these other energies I'm also watching too, is these energies come in are great amplifiers, and they're amplifying everything. Yeah. You know, they're amplifying the negative and the positive, and the negative is on a downward spiral that's going to get amplified, and it's going to take its downward spiral out, and the people on the positive are going up. And I want to clarify that too before I say that, because there's negative energy and there's positive energy, and it's different from evil. Negative energy is different because there is polarities of positive and negative, and they're necessary for creation. Evil is not necessary for a creation. So, but sometimes evil does push us in a direction where we have to get off our ass and do something. But, you know, I don't think it's necessary. Everybody goes, well, it's necessary. You know, you got to have the dark with the light. Well, there's a difference between dark and light, and dark is not necessarily evil, you know.
Well, maybe in this experience too, in this third dimensional physical experience that we have in the whole process of spiritual evolution, I'm sure it serves a purpose here, but I don't think this is something we continue to experience as we move up the dimensional ladder, so to speak. What would be enjoyable about that if, you know, I don't think that that's how it works. I think it's like that here because we're supposed to make a decision, and it's supposed to be a catalyst for us to then evolve quickly and move to one side or the other. You know what I mean? I can't think of
it. Maybe it's like a big video game for the light beings, you know, they see a little dark and they go, shoot a light bomb at it and bam, it's over. You know, it's like, I don't know, but, you know, maybe that gives them purpose, you know, helping us get through this mess or clean up this mess that, you know, you never know. There's so many layers to this. But I've noticed too, that people that were kind of on the edge have gone over the edge and kind of unglued. You can't have a conversation. You know, you can't use reason or logic. You just have to get them out of your way or move them on or get out of the way. I've seen it over and over trying to reason and, you know, clear the air, heal these things. I've been getting a big message lately to let it play out. You know, it's like, you want to help as many people as possible, but some things just have to play out. You know, that's the only way they're going to stop or finish is by playing out.
I went to the taco shop the other day to pick up some food, and I try not to go out very much because it's not very pleasant, you know, going around with sleepers. And I go in to get the taco shop, and I'm telling the lady what I want, you know, and there's three different sizes of the cups to get. And she's like, well, which size do you want, right? And I'm like, I want this size. And it was an empty styrofoam container. You know how they have the displays that show you which size you want. Like, and I tapped it and I said, this one here. And she goes, don't touch that. Don't touch that. Like, she like freaked out on me. And I was like, I'm thinking, it's an empty styrofoam container, lady. What are you tripping on? And then I handed her my money and she took the money. And then as soon as she took the money, she like turned her back and started washing her hands right in front of me. Like, I was like, whoa. Like, I mean, to be that like rude and obvious to somebody that's a customer, a patron, like, you can't touch an empty styrofoam container. I mean, they're really that checked out, these people. They're really that afraid, I guess.
Sure, and cough and sneeze on your money, you get a free meal. You know. But I know there's a woman here, they have all this enclosed structure, you know, plexiglass everywhere. And they and then they have the card thing, and if you pay with cash, you know, she takes a bag and folds a bag up and then puts it in there, and you take the cash, and then she just kind of dumps it in the right, and then pushes it with the bag into the right slot. You know? And then, and then she takes that bag and then puts your stuff in it, you know, your, your stuff in it. It's like, it's yeah, it's like, what? It's crazy. Yeah.
It's really, I had that moment too. You have to have had these, James, where I'm like standing in the corner store in the gas station. I look around at everybody wearing all these masks. And they're like, some of them are designer masks, you know, the ones that have they match their outfit. You can tell they've got like 20 of them.
Yeah.
And I'm looking around at everybody and I'm like, how is this the new normal?
Yeah.
Like, how is this even possible? And I'm just standing there stuck on stupid looking around me like, you people not realize this is the Twilight Zone? And they don't. They seem to be like totally good with it. It's very weird, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty insane. I've never seen anything like it. It's like, you know, when I go out, and I don't go out very often, I've been staying up at the ranch because we're in a different world. We're out in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole different world up here. We don't even know. If I didn't go down into town once in a while, I wouldn't even know what was going on. But for a while there, it looked cool. Like half the people were wearing masks in town. You know, I go, oh, this is kind of blowing over finally, you know, it's finally blown over. Next thing I go into town and everybody's wearing a mask and they're just giving you a stink eye, you know, and you can't even get into a store, you know, without a mask. And I go, what's going on? And then our governor, you know, did his mandate thing and then he lost in the Supreme Court and they said, sorry, you can't enforce that. You know, it's unconstitutional, you know, your mandates. And, but they're still enforcing it and the people are going right along with it. And you lose your license. They'll take your business license away if you don't follow these mandates, which are actually illegal and unenforceable, but the people are doing it, you know, they're going along with it. And,
right.
You know, I've talked about other shows. I mean, I've done the research. People need to do the research on what masks do to you, their effectiveness. I like that meme that says, you know, I'll pretend your mask works if you pretend I'm wearing one, you know, and things like that. But it's like the curve is dead. I mean, it's basically dead. And the only reason a new outbreak's going to happen is because they created it and they're going to distribute it, you know. So I think we need to find out who's creating these things and take them out, which, interesting enough, Wuhan had a major fire and everything burned up there. So
right.
So maybe they're finally saying, okay, rather than have a new outbreak, we're just going to take out the labs creating the viruses and the bacteria, you know. So
Did you see the 6G thing?
No.
We're moving straight to 6G?
No,
I think so I know what that's. Huh?
What's 6G? Well, I just saw a thing, and I can't verify this, but they said that, 432 or 438 or hertz or something like that, that they're saying that they took over the 5G and now they're broadcasting, you know, the love frequencies basically, or the healing frequencies. Now I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't know. I kind of got a hit off it when they were telling it, you know, talking about it. So I'm hearing stories about the 5G was going to be hijacked by the good guys. And so I guess
we'll
see.
Like they're doing.
Yeah. Yeah, but what's 6G? I don't even know what 6G is. I haven't been following that.
I don't think anybody really knows unless they're on the inside track with that information. But we do know that Trump and the alliance are sidestepping 5G, which we know is a weapon system.
Yeah.
So now they've been talking a lot lately about this quantum internet thing's going to get kicked off. Then there was another drop that was something about some new, I can't even remember what the guy was saying, but he was saying something about some new technology is going to be released. That's going to be, you know, I mean, I think bottom line, we got to get past this election and that's going to be the main focus right now. And Trump's even going to say things that we're going to be like, huh, we're going to look at him sideways, but he has to make sure he's elected November 3rd.
Yeah.
So he's going to have to say things that are going to appeal more to the middle, or to even people that, you know, lean slightly to the left. But I think ultimately the statements he's made about 6G and 7G, which when he first made them, everybody was like, 6G and 7G, what are you talking about, Trump? But I've come to understand after looking at enough stuff that 5G is a weapon system. 6G and 7G are something more advanced that we don't understand, that perhaps is some sort of white hat, is the white hats gaining control of that situation? And, you know, and I'm sure it's all kind of tied.
Yeah, because I heard some whole new technologies. I heard some whole new technologies that are going to come out that are Earth-friendly or user-friendly.
Right.
And it's going to make 5G obsolete. And it's already been created. It's already out. And that's probably what they're talking about with 6G.
But, probably.
Yeah, they're saying 5G is going to go by the way of the dinosaur. You know, as soon as they launch it, it's going to go out, basically. I know Tesla had technology that used the Earth, you know, and you could phone anywhere. You didn't have to have satellites or towers or anything, you know. It's like they might have had some type of tower, but it broadcasts through the Earth itself, and you could pick up, you know, signals and probably have a conversation, depending on whether there's an earthquake under your feet or something. But, you know, I don't know exactly. You probably don't have a signal on top of a big fault line or magma dome. But other than that, they work pretty good.
I trip out on the whole Elon thing. I don't even know what to think of that. Between his tweets and Space Force, like, teamed up with him and the sometimes I even get to where I'm just like, what is going on? But I think it's just optics. It's optics. And because we haven't disclosed stuff yet, there has to be this public display show of what people understand, which is rockets, I guess. I mean, that's the only way that I can justify some of the things that I see that just make me go, huh? You know, so.
Well, like NASA's window dressing, you know, to keep people paying taxes and things like that. That's what NASA's all about.
Right.
And then they have the dark NASA, and then they have the space fleet behind that. And there's all these different levels of stuff. And I'm sure they have things that are just beyond our imagination. We, you know, from my understanding, that we have craft and that can actually go dimensional. And, but what I heard, the problem is when the pilot goes in these craft, they become enlightened, basically, and then they don't work well with the system.
Well, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that. That's interesting.
Yeah, what happens, they shift into a light principle. The whole ship becomes a light principle. So it's like having a near-death experience or, you know, a white light experience. Right. And then you know, it really tweaks your head a bit when these things happen. And when they come back, they go, whoa, I can't function in this environment anymore. They're awake, you know, they're on a different level. So the one of the benefits of that kind of technology is you can't fly those ships unless you're awake, and you're gonna awaken flying the ships. But, you know, who knows what I think that they have so many different, I mean, they have motors that are alive, they're living, you're sentient, you know, they have, you know, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, they've got dimension jumpers, they got everything, you know. It's I think some of the other ships are very rare, but they definitely have, you know, we have the and counter gravity ships, you know, those are definitely working right now.
Oh yeah, they have stuff that's beyond, you know. And I think you're absolutely right what you were saying about it has to have an effect on people. Maybe it's turned a lot of the black hats into white hats, and maybe that's why we have a fighting chance at, you know, flipping the whole paradigm now.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's connected. So
can you imagine? I mean, I actually seen a device that's about the size of a small pie dish, and it has 9 coils and it puts out 25,000 watts each coil. And you know, a little device like that would power a whole town, basically. And something like that, you're off the grid, basically. You can go anywhere, you know, you can, you know. And not only that, it's actually counter gravity as well. If you rev it up too far, you're going to lose it. It's going to blow a hole through your roof and be gone. But we have that technology now, and we could be utilizing that along with the med beds, you know, too, as well. We need to get the med beds going. But I've seen a lot of the people that say they know how to build the med beds don't. And they're cashing in on that, getting all kinds of money from it, you know, but that money is just going down a big rat hole, unfortunately. But
what they did with the suppression of the hydroxychloroquine, and then the doctors coming out blowing the whistle on it, and they're trying to silence them. It's just sick. Big Pharma's monopoly is sick.
They're all going to come up. What I've seen is that the doctors are all revolting now, and these vaccines. I, you know, my brother told me they just did a test on five soldiers with this new vaccine, and four of them died and the other one's in critical condition. So you might want to skip this vaccine. You know, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to have some super debilitating effects later. But the human trials didn't go too well.
There's no way, you know, but we're on the same page, James. I'm all about the spiritual path, man. You can take all that technology and shove it, all this sort of technology, you know?
Well, there's safe natural ways of doing that, you know, boosting your immune system, just, you know, zinc and quinine and heavy doses of C and D and E, basically, you know, it's like, you know, get your immune system built up. You know, it's not going to have an effect on you. It's you know, bottom line, it has a 99.74% chance of your own immune system beating it. You know, so
sunlight, you know, grounding, your diet, all of it. If you really like work on all of it, just like, it, you know, you keep your body and your physical complex in such a healthy state. And if you're doing, you know, if you're meditating and you're doing the work to keep your mind that way too, any of this stuff bounces off you. You're not susceptible to it the way others are.
You know, oxygen is the highest systemic antibiotic you can get. So when you lower the blood oxygen by wearing a mask, then you compromise your immune system and then you're more susceptible. So everything they seem to be doing is trying to make people more susceptible to these diseases.
The second wave, it's going to be because they made everybody immunocompromised by walking around with masks on.
Yeah, and hiding, so the herd immunity didn't work, you know. Like Denmark and all these other countries, they said, yeah, we're already done with it. You know, we're done with it. They go, what'd you do to beat it? Nothing. You know, we just let it run its course and it's gone. You know, the same thing, Hong Kong, places like Hong Kong, you know, hardly any deaths. Japan, same thing. I mean, they're like sardines, you know. You know, it's like, what happened there? You know, so it's, I don't know. It's getting more and more insane. Obviously, it's just a plan to isolate and divide and separate. And, it's part of the plan to take down America and a few other things going on. But it's a global plan now.
That's what it comes down to. It's a multifaceted thing that they're trying to achieve with this.
It's getting more and more insane. I don't know where it's going to go, but I think it's going to, you know, they're going to come out and pull out all the stops and do the total Gestapo Nazi thing. Mm-hmm. And the people are going to say enough's enough. And then that's when the white hats are going to step in and say, okay, we got the people educated. They're behind us. Okay, let's make it happen.
You're totally correct. And I think at a point too, we'll be on one timeline and those that chose that will be on their own, you know, and maybe that's whatever people call the rapture, the shift, whatever. But I think at a point we're not going to be on the same track as the people experiencing per se that sort of oppression, you know?
It's like, we're already in 5D. You know, we have two feet in 5D already here, you know, at the ranch. Yeah. But
I don't know about anybody else, but I want to keep going. Like I'm not trying to stay on that track down there. I'm not, that's, you know, it's not going anywhere good. That's for sure. So.
Yeah, exactly. It's, I don't think you get much more insane, but maybe it can. And I might be spending, you know, the winter down in Mexico just to get out of here, you know, cause I think it's already run its course there. As well. I know we're coming up close to the end of the hour. Is there anything you want to cover? I know you've got, you can kind of give a little shout out for your new links that you're putting up, your Space Force and your other programs you're going to launch.
Yeah. Pink Patriot Hour, which is, like I said, the Q and Patriot female kind of show. That's a live show. It's Wednesday nights, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. and it's on its own channel called Pink Patriot Hour. And then my channel, One Foot in 5D, Space Force News Live will be on that channel. It'll just be a live show every Sunday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time as well. And that'll be starting this coming Sunday.
Great. I just had this weird epiphany. I thought about Trump saying, you know, you're not going to be seeing me. I'm going to go dark for a little while or whatever. And then, you know, you hear that and then you go, well, wait a second. And then Q hasn't posted for how long? What, since the 31st?
Since the 30th. Do you ever wonder, James, do you ever wonder if sometimes when he does that, because you know how Trump trolls us and he purposely lets the, he wants the bad guys to play their move.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder sometimes, I mean, it's apparent this time that things are happening, all these explosions and stuff, but I wonder sometimes when he does that sort of stuff, if he's not just trying to get the bad guys to think some stuff's going to go down so they'll play their hand. You know, because yeah. Q does that misinformation stuff too, because he's trying to educate us, but also trying to manipulate the cabal's moves. You know what I mean? So,
yeah. Well, you know, it's a big 5D chess game, basically. My producer said we have a few minutes left, thank God, so we can keep going. But yeah, it's a major chess game. You know, the way I see it, the whole multiverse is on this. And that energy is coming in. We're moving into a highly energized place in space. That's really accelerating and amplifying everything. And so that movement's going in that direction. It's no man or woman can stop that one. And then you've got, you know, the one group that would like to, they're at war with Creator. You know, it doesn't matter what color you are, white, black, purple, yellow, you know, they're at war with creation, all life, basically. And the things that they're doing are just, you know, against nature and humanity, both, you know, the game they're playing. And they're operated by some even darker forces that aren't even human, you know, until people figure that one out. But luckily, the higher dimensional beings have that covered. They're clearing that out. But I just see this big movement, like the other realms are being all cleared up, and now we've got the players, you know, the puppets, you know, the Illuminati, and the Illuminati are actually puppets. They just haven't figured it out yet from darker forces. Yeah. And then they have their puppets, which are a lot of the politicians and the other people, you know, the sub puppets, let's call them. And they're losing that hierarchy. That dark hierarchy is being taken out. And I just see them floundering. Pretty soon you're going to see all these puppets losing control and floundering, and they're going mad, and their hearts are constricted. They're dying. And
we're winning.
And it's just a matter of time, you know, ride it through. It's a matter of time where this whole dark force, and their puppets implode on itself. That's its destiny. You know, if you read any book, any prophecy book or any of the scriptures, they'll tell you about that. You know, that this, you know, in the end, God wins, you know, but,
it's I try to understand why would you take this path? And I just can't wrap my mind around it. Can you?
Yeah, I can, unfortunately, because I know how they think, you know, but, you have to know how they think. They don't think like us. You know, people, we use our morals and values to understand why they would do this. They don't have any.
They just don't. It's the absence of
morals. They're being, right? Yeah, yeah. And they're being operated by some evil and evil. So, and it's a war on creation. And when you understand it, that's how they can do this. It's they don't have. We can't use our mindset to understand them, because they're of such a mindset that they're just not, you can't appeal to, you can't appeal to their morals. You can't appeal to their sense of right and wrong. You can't, they don't have one.
They don't have
it. Nothing. No.
Psychopaths. Is that a psychopath or a sociopath? It's a psychopath.
Probably a little of both. I don't know. Right. Had that. I've had to deal with people, and you try to talk to them about, hey, how do you not know this is wrong? You know, what you're doing, how do you not know this is wrong? And they'll validate it, and they'll give you all these excuses for doing it. And you're going, no, wait a second. You know, part of you is saying you believe in these freedoms, but you're taking people's freedoms away. You know, people should be free to do this and this, but then you're trespassing on other people's rights and freedoms. You know, how do you put that together? And they can. They can in their own mind. They can put it together and validate it. And, you know, a lot of them will say, well, you know, I have a family to take care of. You know, well, I just do what I'm told. You know, well, I just, you don't know how things work. You know, and it's like, or some will say, I'm in too deep. If I try to get out now, I'm dead. You know, they have all these validations for doing what they're doing. But, you know, I go, what about just doing what's right? What about just doing what's highest and best good for everyone in the planet? You know, how about just sit with it for a while? Just really think about what you're doing and know that there's a reaction to that, that whatever, any harm you do to another is going to come back to you. You know, it's like, there's no, if you take from another, you're going to lose the same amount. It's just universal law.
Right.
They don't think that way. They think they're beyond all that. They just have a different mindset. But
found ways to manipulate it, right?
We can't apply our mindset to theirs because they don't have it. It's almost like a reptilian brain. You know, they don't have the mammal brain, the cooperation, the other stuff. They don't have that. You know, they operate in a different way, a different frequency, and they have different rules. And a lot of it's survival and survival of the fittest. And they just, that's what they do. They just think differently than we do.
Service to self.
Yeah. Much wants more. Keep hoarding. You know, I always say, how much gold does it take to exact self-worth? You know? How many material objects do you need before you can accept yourself? And you're trying to get acceptance and approval outside of yourself with others by amassing all this stuff and gaining power. But the real power is love. The ultimate power is love. It's the life force. It's what holds everything together. It's the power behind creation. So what you think that's power, that's not power you're looking for. Power over others is not power. You know, right. And when you're in service, that's when you're connecting to the source, and that's the real power. But it always backfires on them, you know. But you know, you see these people, and they've got their giant castles, and they have their, you know, they have their giant boats, and they have everything, and they're surrounded by people that just want to take what they've got. You know, they have no love or joy in their life, and they're extremely miserable. But it's all they know, you know. You know what? That path, where does that take you? It doesn't take you where you really want to go, you know, and it's a dead end, basically.
It makes you the ruler of this world, and who wants to be the ruler of this world? But that's what they seek. That's what they're aiming for. And really, if you look at it from a biblical perspective, to me, this is hell. This has to be hell, you know, because they're the ones that rule this place.
At the end of this.
And this place is ruled
if you feel compelled, grab a live stream ticket, because it's going to be another amazing experience.
The Bible describes
just like
hell.
He said, it's going to have its own feel, but...
Well, you know, there's so many people right now that have been talking to, and we've been having these conversations. I said, do you ever think that maybe there isn't anything wrong with you, that maybe you might have just incarnated into a totally dysfunctional planet?
Right.
And you might just be okay, and the rest of the world might be pretty confused and screwed up, and you didn't come here to be a part of that. You came here to help it, but you get caught up in it, and you measure yourself by the opinions of others who are also confused and wounded, and they start thinking about it, and I go, just maybe there isn't something wrong with you. Maybe there's something right about you, and maybe you need to go back and find that part of yourself that and make a stand there, you know, from your heart of hearts. And a lot of people go, God, I never thought about it that way. You know, so.
Absolutely. Yeah. I totally agree with that.
Maybe you're totally okay. The world's messed up, you know, but a lot of New Age teachings talk against that, but I don't know. I don't go there. I go a different way. I'm not in denial. But anyway, we have 1 minute left. So according to the producer, so is there anything else you want to talk about before we sign off?
No, I think we pretty much covered it. I wanted to tell you, I had such a great time at your property for the event, which I'm not sure exactly what it was named, but the event this past month.
The conference.
And I got to see so many incredible things, and the vibe there is so awesome. I had such a good time, and I got some really cool footage, albeit with Ben's camera, but yeah, I got some really cool footage, and I just enjoyed myself, and I wanted to thank you. I really appreciated being there and appreciated the energy there.
Great. So. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I'm sure we'll do it again, both the show and the conference. So on that note, we've got to sign off. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio and East Eddie Stargate. Have a great evening. Keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent. And know this too shall pass. It's not going to last much longer. Good night.